For the first time since federal judges ruled Microsoft an illegal monopoly in the late 1990s, Microsoft is back in a U.S. courtroom. The federal case did not prove that Microsoft's actions ultimately did any harm to consumers, but a case alleging that has gone to trial in Minnesota. The plaintiffs say Microsoft overcharged as many as 1 million Minnesota consumers and businesses for Windows and other software products. From Minnesota Public Radio, Jeff Horwich reports.
Microsoft has faced class action lawsuits in more than 30 states. In 16, they were dismissed. In 9 states, the company settled before trial. The biggest payout was in California, where consumers got $1.1 billion. But in Minnesota, both sides charged guns blazing into court with their opening statements this week.
Those illegal monopolies allowed Microsoft to overcharge consumers and businesses here in Minnesota by a great deal of money.
Richard Grossman is a partner with a law firm that sued Microsoft in California and then joined with a Minnesota firm for this case. He says Microsoft's monopolies in operating system and other software markets are a direct result of what the plaintiffs say are illegal contracts, booby-trapping its programs, lying to and defaming competitors.
While other technology prices have plummeted because of efficiencies in the technology market, Microsoft has kept their profits extraordinarily high. And you'll see that as a result of their illegal conduct, they are now sitting on top of nearly $60 billion in cash that they've extracted from consumers and businesses.
Jurors have been told they must accept the results of the federal case as facts in this one. But this suit differs from the federal case in important ways. It covers a longer time period. It also says Microsoft had an illegal monopoly not just in operating systems, but also in word processing and spreadsheet programs. Losing the case would not force Microsoft to restructure, as the federal case did, but Microsoft lawyers say it's important to clear their name as well as avoid the $400 million damages plaintiffs are seeking. The plaintiffs must show that Minnesota consumers were harmed between the years 1994 and 2001. Defense attorney David Tulchin says that will be impossible.
Microsoft made better software than the competition, and by making better software, Microsoft benefited consumers, all the while it's dropping prices.
Tulchin says a typical copy of Windows costs consumers about $1 per month. Microsoft denies all charges of foul play not found in the federal case. Corporate counsel Rich Wallace says Microsoft is on top because it competed and won.
This is an attack on a successful company. Microsoft has been successful in the marketplace. It's successful because consumers like its products and because they're priced fairly.
In coming weeks, both sides will present dueling economists and software executives. The jury will see the results of a 5-year investigation by the plaintiffs that included some 6 million pages of documents. It's expected Bill Gates will testify. Both sides say they look forward to getting him on the stand. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Horwich in Minneapolis.